Good morning, everybody. TruckDriver101.com, the great. Go to sponsored always by TruckDriverBooks.com. TruckDriverBooks.com website for anybody looking for books, audiobook on trucking. Been doing this for 10 years. And now we're going to answer a question from a man, Tokyo. Tokyo asked me a question. He got my ass about it. He's like, you got some room for improvement. What Tokyo said, he said, boy, better be answering some questions, goddammit. Let's see. Oh, shit. This is the one where he scathed me. Let me look at the second one where he don't scathe me. Don't scathe me now. Don't fillet me, brother. he asked me about gangster truck drivers. Gangsters! Yes, there are some wannabe gangster truck drivers. Look, here's the thing about gangsters. When I was growing up in the hood, the first lesson I learned about gangsters is gangsters who are real gangsters have these things called hustles, and they doing those hustles. Gangsters don't have jobs. Okay, that's first rule right there. So what you dealing with is what we used to call when I was growing up a wankster. Right, okay? A guy who wants to be a gangster, but he's not. Okay, when you dealing with a wankster, let me give you some advice. First of all, a wankster is, not real. If you put enough pressure on his ass, he'll tell you where the slaves is hiding. He's a pussy. And when you're dealing with these guys, all you got to do is keep responding intelligently, and they don't know what to do. See, most gangsters have uncontrollable rage, and that's what really makes them into the tough guy. The problem is that when you're young, you act violently because you feel like you have to. You got to impress the girls. You got to get the respect from the brothers and all that shit. But when you get older and you realize I can manipulate this fool into doing whatever I want, all I got to do is not get angry, And so that's what I found, that all you got to do. And the key thing is also don't train at a company, because he was asking me, if you're training, how do you deal with gangster truck drivers? If you're training at a company, make sure they understand that when I say he's gone, he's gone. Right? Give them reasons. Don't lie to them. Make sure you explain it. But if you tell them this person is gone, this person is gone, and you drop them off. If you feel threatened, drop them off anywhere, regardless of what the company policy is, because you can always get a new job despite all that bullshit DAC report crap that everybody keeps saying. I'm so sick of hearing it. Oh, it's going to go on your DAC report. It's going to go on your DAC. It reminds me of school when they used to go, this is going on your permanent record, Mr. Ken. You're going to learn, Mr. Ken. You're going to learn some respect in this high school, because we're not going to tolerate it. It's going to be on your permanent record. Right, the record they gave me when I graduated high school. Kiss my ass. Yes, by the way, if you're in high school or something, there, and depending on how long they hold records, they're eventually either going to give you the option to buy it, to get those records from them, or they're going to send them eventually to you in the mail. Okay? Because that's real life. High schools don't keep records that fucking long. Right? So it's stupid. Anyway. But anyway, back to the question. Look, gangster, the first way you deal with it is don't get upset, right? And manipulation is simple. All you got to do is use dispatch, use everybody around him, but do not allow him to draw you into a confrontation. If he does, right, keep the 2-pound close to you, the 2-pound sledgehammer, right? Keep the hammer close to you. If you have to knock a fool out, you will. It just is what it is. But 9 times out of 10, as long as you keep a cool head, you don't let them draw you into that world, you're going to be okay. And always remember, 9 times out of 10, if this wankster, who is trying to be a gangster with a job, if he does try to fight you, he's probably going to get his ass kicked, because he can't fight. He's wanksters pretty much spend all their time just going, yo, man, he messing with me. Where my crew? Just honesty, real, as what did the gangsters say? Keeping it real, homie. Anyway, but yeah, all you got to do is don't let them draw you into their bullshit. If it does get violent, keep a 2-pound sledgehammer, but 9 times out of 10, it won't. All you got to do is keep your mind focused, because it's like, dude, you're dealing with a person who acts like an animal. They act like a dog. You know what I mean? If you see a dog, you don't, you know, you know that there's a certain protocol that when dealing with a dog, right? That's the same intelligence level they have, like an animal, right? Just make eye contact, no aggressive motions, right? And stay calm, right? Then pull out your cell phone, call animal control, and get this stupid motherfucker off your truck. Simple as that. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com.